بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد عن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن من أحبكم إلي وأقربكم مني مجلسا يوم القيامة أحسنكم أخلاقا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the most beloved to me among you and the most closest of you to me in who will be seated closest to me on the day of Qiyamah are those that will have the most sublime and the best and most beautiful character. One hadith says the closest person to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that person that sent most durood upon me. Another hadith says inna ula an-nasi bi al-muttaqoon man kanu wa haythu kanu. The closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, the closest person to me is the person that has taqwa, al-muttaqoon, whoever they are and wherever they are. One of our pious seniors, elders, he went to the Haram Sharif in Medina, and out of extreme humility, shyness, adab and respect, he didn't go in front of the rawda, stood right at the back. And he says, he was sending durood, meditating, and then he heard a voice like it was coming from the Rawda Mubarak, and the voice was saying, those that follow my way, my sunnah, then they are close to me, even if they are very distant from this place. And those that don't follow my sunnah, then they can stand right in front of the Rawda Mubarak, but they are very, very far away from me. So being close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is through these sifat and these qualities. Allah Ta'ala will make it evident on the day of Qiyamah who will be close to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. A person can be right there, but he's very far away because he's not following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So in this hadith, emphasis is made on correcting our character. If we want to be the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which we all want to be, and we want to be close to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, together with Durood Sharif, together with Taqwa, is to rectify our character, to rectify and make ourselves good Muslims. And we have to see, as I am saying, that all from the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where we are lacking, where's our deficiency. If I am a person that's very vulgar in language, my speech must be right, tibul kalam. If I am not making salam, then I must make salam. If I am not generous, then I need to become more generous. So I need to see where I am lacking and how I can improve in those ways and in that avenue. While we are on the topic of taqwa, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we just remind again that the closest to me are those that have al-muttaqoon, that have taqwa. In one hadith we explained already some weeks ago that two things will enter people into jannat. One will be taqwa and the other will be husnul khuluq, good character. If we want our du'as to be accepted also, then we need to focus on this taqwa. If we want our du'as to be accepted, then we need to focus on this taqwa. We need to all see that ulama are saying we need to make du'a and more du'a and more du'a. What is happening to the Muslims in the world? It's mind-boggling. You can't understand on a daily basis what is happening. And the whole world is up in arms, but no one can do anything. So du'a is the weapon of a believer. But there are certain things that take away the strength of the du'a. The power of the du'a goes away. So if a person has taqwa, and taqwa encompasses everything. Say, in Kufa, there was a very, very evil king. So he called the pious people, and he fed them haram. And he said, now you can make du'a against me, and you can do what you want. Now your du'as won't be accepted. So this taqwa, if it's in our life, this haram will come out of our lives and du'a will have some effect in it. At the moment, we can't see the shortage of du'as. Alhamdulillah, to a great extent, people are making du'a. But there's something wrong in the equation. The du'a is being made on a mass scale. Du'a is being made and then we're not seeing that Allah Ta'ala's help coming. So our Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he says, you take 1 teaspoon of sugar and you put it into a whole tank of tea, and you want the tea to get sweet, it's not going to happen. So taqwa, few people got taqwa, few pious people. And say, no, we got, people are pious, man. People are reading salah. So this has to, this effort has to be made on a mass scale, inshallah. Allah give me, give you, give all of us.